Well, I'll give my harmonica on. I'll tell a brief anecdote, which is last night we had like a super secret Your Stories party for Dwight's 30th birthday.
Dwight's 30!
And at this party, I solicited the opinion of someone who listened to the podcast and then later met us, because I was curious, what would people think of Dwight if they didn't actually know him, like if they hadn't seen him and just heard his voice? And so Alex Cox, who works here, said, I think probably the both least and most awesome, like most true thing about Dwight, which is he is a hipster diva who's only doing the nerds a favor. It's partially true. Fucking diva. So here's the thing about this album. I feel like I had to fight people when this album came out to convince them it was awesome, and I think time has made me correct on this in public opinion. So this is an album about a cancer patient who dies and relives his life through song.
My Chemical Romance?
Correct.
Not great.
Is like a perfect mix of like Pink Floyd, Meatloaf, Queen, and Alice Cooper. It's so good, guys. It's so good. This has been my PSA for the night.